A mission from the International Monetary Fund is in Barbados this week. That's the word we've had from Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, who has been speaking with Sagicor's Early Business.
We have been in discussions because, as you would appreciate, we came into this under the Barbados Economic Recovery and Transformation Program with certain key targets to be able to meet under that. And we have been in discussions with the fund about how do we then reformulate to ensure that we get more capital out of the government's program in order to facilitate stimulus. And that is where a lot of our discussions have been, because we have been in the process of creating the space, at least from the multilaterals, to be able to acquire the financing to execute capital works. And much of that has been completed. What we have had to contend with, and this is where the challenge is for us, because as you know, we under the program, we committed to 60% debt to GDP by 2033. But because of COVID last year, we have had to borrow money to finance the drop in the revenues, which obviously were unforeseen. This is a global circumstance. So the recalibration of our overall debt trajectory, and we are going to be, there's a mission for the IMF that's coming up next week. We're going to be having some of those discussions about the recalibration of the debt anchor that allows us to be able to execute the further capital works as part of the anticipated stimulus that we would want to have done. So the reality is that we have to, as the Prime Minister and I have been calling for in the various forum at the IMF, World Bank meetings, and other multilateral agencies, the debt that we have taken on with respect to COVID, we have to have that financed over a much longer period, because we anticipate that once the economy recovers, we shouldn't have the debt overhang from COVID when the economy is now recovering. And therefore, the discussions with the multilaterals and the international community really about what would be the terms of the payout for the debt that we've incurred because of COVID. And we've asked, as we've done in the Small States Forum and in every other forum that we've participated in, that we have to finance ourselves through the end of the pandemic. And once we're able to do that, we then determine what we will do with that debt that has been accumulated. Now, the capital works programs, which include dealing with the South Coast upgrade of the South Coast sewage plant, as well as Bridgetown. There are a number of key infrastructure projects, including the mains replacements for the Barbados Water Authority and a whole range of other capital works for our government, including roads and other types of key infrastructure that can only be financed, which we have done the work to be able to do. Scotland District is an area that we have negotiated financing for. So the issue now is for us recalibrating our debt position to ensure that the debt sustainability analysis that will inevitably be done, because if you lose 20% of your GDP, then as a result, it means that your debt to GDP ratio goes up substantially. And therefore, these are the conversations that we're having in terms of how do we execute an accelerated and enhanced capital works program that meets with the debt sustainability analysis that we know that we have to do, but also allows us to get out of this period by generating as much activity as possible. And the truth is, using this so-called downtime to do some of these key infrastructure developments, which has been taking place on Highway 1. And I know that we had envisioned starting Highway 7 as well to deal with some of those early preparatory works, is really critical for the transformation of Barbados going forward. So we are deep in discussions with them on how do we execute that in the context of the program. We still continue with the reforms. But as we go through ministry by ministry by ministry by ministry, we've been focused on how can we ramp up, but being conscious as well that there may be some resource capacity constraints within the context of the private sector, Because as much as we want to put all of these things in place, we are still hampered to some degree by one, how much resources we actually do have on island within the context of the private sector to execute.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strong, on Sagicor's early business.